Parking mentally ill patients in the ER is controversial yet common. Now the state Supreme Court is considering whether that's constitutional. Last July, a Pierce County court ruled the practice violated state law. Jay Geck, lawyer for DSHS, wants the high court to overturn that ruling. In arguments today, Geck argued the alternative would be to send patients home where they could potentially harm themselves. He says patients are safer in the ER because it's equipped to handle these types of situations.
We know in a hospital you have a nurse, you have an emergency room physician, you have consultation with the designated mental health proceedings. Within 2 or 3 days, many of these people were transferred. This is the beginning of stabilization.
The problem is where to transfer them. There aren't enough beds in psychiatric facilities. Jennifer Swigert represents the 10 patients who were detained in Pierce County.
Civil commitment for purposes of providing mental health treatment is only permissible so long as that treatment is actually provided. The recipe is simple: no treatment, no commitment.
Under state law, patients are supposed to get mental evaluation and treatment within 72 hours. But in reality, patients have to wait for days until a bed frees up to begin treatment.